We are learning Masechet Shabbos, Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, and we are starting two lines from the top, V'hatoichin. We're continuing to explain the different melachos of Shabbos, different the 39 melachos that were brought down in the Mishnah. And now we're going to V'hatoichin. V'hatoichin means to grind. It means to grind up the wheat to turn it into flour. That was one of the avos melachos in the Mishkan. So the Gemara, Papa, Haiman the Parim Silka, there's someone who cuts up pieces of beets, Chayev Mishum Teichen. He's Chayev because of Teichen. Omar Rav Nasha, Haiman the Sala Silsi, he cracks up little pieces of wood to make it into splinters to make firewood. Chayev Mishum Teichen, he's Chayev because of Teichen. Omar Rav Ashi, Kapid Amishchasa, if you makbid to make a certain size, then chayev she mechatech. Then chayev because of mechatech. It's different issue. Making it to size, that is mechatech. That's not teichin. Making it to size. Teichin means grinding. No size. That's called mechatech. So we have here three halachas, and one is by beets, and the other two are by wood. If it's not size, then it's teichin. If it's the size, it's mechatech. Now there's a few shilas to handle here. First of all, is teichin only by gedulei karka? So a lot of rishonim hold that teichin is only by gedulei karka, like beets and wood that grows from the ground. That's the only thing you'll have teichin by. But sometimes it's not gedulei karka, we don't have teichin, and we actually paskin lahalacha like that there's no teichin by something that's not gedulei karka. What's an example? Let's say tuna fish or eggs. There's no problem of teichin there because it doesn't grow from the ground. If there's no problem of teichin halacha lemaisa by eggs or by tuna fish. There are cholkim on this. There are cholkim, but that's you can be samech on those who shine in Megabe gedulei karka. There's no teichin by not gedulei karka. There's a Tosfos here that says dafka basilka shayach tchina of shar echum shari. Tosfos even make a little bit more. He says the only time that the way Mechasinuch learns Tosfos, the only time you have teichin is only by something that cannot be cooked or eaten without grinding it. It says beets. They cut it up so it should be able to be cooked easier or to eat it easier, beets. But let's say you take an apple and you cut it into small pieces or a cucumber into small pieces, according to this Tosfos, it would not be a problem. We do not pass like this Tosfos. And the third thing to speak out is that we just had before by Bayer, it's mut to do something miyad. What about teichin? Is mut to have miyad by teichin or not? La'alta, eating la'alta, right away is a heter of Bayer. Is a heter of teichin do la'alta? So that's a big machlokes for Shoinim. The Rasbos, you are allowed to. Lemaisa, v'shasa t'chak, give a semich on the Rasba, and maybe with all the tzurufim, I and the Mr. Brewer, the Ramah brings down this Rasba, and the Mr. Brewer brings down the Cholkim, and says you have to be machmir, unless you have all the tzurufim. One of the tzurufim, you don't make it so small. You don't make it so small, so then you can be semich on la'alter by teichin. Zokta Gemara Vaita. It says in the Mishnah, v'halosh v'ha'oifa, that if someone needs the dough, and he bakes the dough, that's the two more Isurei Melacha of Shabbos. Amar Papa, Shavak Tan, Didam Bishol Samanam, Dav Mishkan, Venak Raifa. We're talking, everything in the 39 Melachas comes from the Mishkan. The Mishkan, they made dye. How did they make dye? By cooking it. So why did the Mishnah say baking? Why did it say baking? So, Gemara Tan, don't do the Pasnaka. The Tana wanted to tell us the Seder of the Hachana of making Pas. That's what he started off with. And therefore, he said, Oifa. It's not clear why he dafka did this. The part is, maybe it was easier to remember, or that was more common, and therefore the way he did it sidur the pass. Omar of Acha bar Avira, Hayman the shod the six ala atuna. Someone takes a peg, a little piece of wood that he uses for a peg, and he threw it into the oven while it was still wet. He wanted it to dry. Chayiv mishum avashal. He wanted to get dry and get hard. It's chayiv mishum avashal. The chayiv because of bishul. Faiting Gemara Kasha, pshita, lachayra, it's pashat. He cooked it. We wouldn't say it's cooking, but it's more as it's pashat. I'm trying to make it hard. That's not bishul. Bishul is making something soft. Kamash v'lon, the mirpa rafi v'hada kamet. What happens is, it first gets soft, and that loosens the water in it, and the water drips out, then it gets hard. So since it gets soft first, that's why when you throw the peg into the oven, you're over the iser of bishul. You're over the iser of bishul. And now even though it's ena mechaven, because you don't want the ripo, you don't want it to get soft, lamais it's psikresha, and therefore a person is chayef. A person is chayiv for making this hard because it gets soft first. And it's Issa of Bishl. Amar Rabbah Rav Huna, Haiman the Artich Kufra, someone who cooks up Kufra, which is like tar or pitch, chayiv Mishum Vashel, chayiv Mishum Vashel. Pshita, it's partial, you made it soft. If you leave it afterwards, if you want it to be soft now, it's the only way you can use it. But maybe, if you leave it, it'll get, not maybe, if you leave it, for a half hour, it'll get hard again. So the bishul was not meskayim. We know that malacha is not meskayim, it's not called a malacha. So maybe it's not a malacha of bishul, kamash blan, it is a malacha of bishul. So if a person made a barrel, this is a barrel made out of cheres, out of earth, out of earthenware, he makes a cheres barrel to keep his beer in it. He makes the barrel from scratch, he's chayev for seven malachas. And Rashi brings down the seven malachas. And the first one, Rashi says, is when you take the earth and you grind it up, it's tchina. That's called tchina. So right away, this is a problem because l'chayra, we said that the Rishonim say that we don't have tchina, but something's not gedulei karka. It's not gedulei karka. So the tchina of taka brings a raya that Rashi holds you chayev on tchin, even if it's not gedulei karka. But some say that no, ofer is called gedulei karka because that's all the samanim were like a lot of the dyes were taka dug from the ground, and therefore the gabi hilchas shavus is called gedulei karka. Okay, but the seven chatois, what are seven chatois? The first one will be tchina, then is breira, is breira when you breira the rocks out of the sand, the soft sand. Harkada is you sift it. Then lisha, when you put water into the sand and make it into like a mud. And then you do a machek, that's when you smooth it out to make it into a chavis, a shape of a chavis. Havara, when you cook it up and you put it into the kiln, put it into the oven to make it hard. And then and bishul is when you vashel, you've already light the fire. Then bishul you put it into the kiln. So when you make a chavisa, you have seven chatois. If you make a tanura, an oven made out of cheres, chayim shem shmoyin chatois, chayim for eight chatois. Those seven, and then the last one is makiv apatish, because after you finish putting it in the oven, you just smear it with another covering of like sand or cement or mud, and that made it stronger. And so that was makav apatish. That's yichayek v'eit chatois for that. Amar Abaya, hayman da'avad chalasa, someone who makes this big basket that was shaped, it's round and it's shaped like a beehive. That's why it's called a chalasa. Chayev achas esher chatois. Chayev 11 chatois. What are the 11 chatois? Because it goes from the beginning of the process. There's you planted them and then you cut them. So that's ksira and zriya. Or it's not so clear we're talking about planting, we're just talking about even if it's planted already, it could have mean like this, when you cut the branches off, so it's zoymer, it's like pruning, which you said before, is zriya. So that's what it could mean, ketzira and zriya, so Rashi is mashma, ketzira and zriya because of the zoymer. Then ma'amer, because you're gathering the kana, that's the third one. Then you have boirer, when you take out the good reeds. Then ma'achek, when you smooth it out to make it smooth. Then it's tchino, and you cut them into pieces. And this is one of the rayas that if you cut, let's say, cucumbers on a length, long strips, very thin strips, might be a shayla of tchino, to bring it right from this Rashi, because Rashi says, by these cutting you have tchino. Then another, the seventh one is chituch, you have to make a certain size, mechatech. And then the next one is mesach, which we said is the warp. So here also, when you're preparing it to weave this konim, it's called mesach. It's like preparing the konim, preparing the warp to sew it. Then you have shnei batanirim, because the way they set it up, they made it in a way where it'll be easy to weave, and therefore it has din of two batanirim. Because when they put the two konim, they hold it together in order to weave it. That's like making two batanirim. Then the ariga, actual weaving, and then the makav patish, because when you cut off the top extra reeds that are sticking out, that makes it nice, the basket, that's the makav patish. If you sewed on top of it a like rim, then chayiv shalosh chatois. Another two more chatois for tfira, for sewing, and for kshira, for tying. So come take a vichayiv altogether 13 chatois. So to Gemara Vayta, it's in the Mishnah. Hagoizis that same v'amalavnoi. There's someone who shears the wool and he makes it white, which means he cleans out the bad stuff from it. Those are another two avos malachas that were found in the Mishkan. this is why making the pareches and different things, that this is the way they made it with the curtains. They made it by using the wool and doing other things. And these two malachas are melabnoi, is melabnoi, which is making it clean. You wash it. Libon usually is with water. You wash it and you make it clean. So tzemer is shearing and melabnoi is washing. And this is naftsoi. It said in the Mishnah also when you took out the garbage out of the wool. So the Gemara, Amar Rav Barachan Yechonon, Hatoyv Tzemer Shagav Behem Shabbos. If someone weaves or spins, Tzoyv means spinning. So it says in the Mishnah also, Hamnafsoy Vatzoyv Vatoyv. So we're going on Tzoyv now. Tzoyv means to spin. You make threads. So Hatoyv Tzemer Shagav Behem Shabbos. Let's say you spin the Tzemer that's on the Behema on Shabbos. While it's on the Behema, you spin the Tzemer. Chayiv Shalosh Chatoyz. Chayiv Three Chatoyz. Achas from Goyzes. Because after you spun it, you cut it off, so you have geizes. And also because of cleaning it out, because you probably cleaned out all the bad stuff from it in order to spin it. And one because of spinning. So you have three chatoyes. Geizes because you cut it afterwards, after you spun. And menafetz because you cleaned it, and also because of spinning. Rav Kana ma'o no, ein derech geize bekach, ein derech menafetz bekach, ein derech tove bekach. He says, what do you mean? It's klach yad. It's not normal to make gziza after it's spun. And it's not normal to clean it while it's on the animal. And it's not normal to spin it while it's on the animal. Therefore, it's all klachiyah. And he says, you are not chayiv for this malacha. Freit the Gemara of Eloi, it's not a derech to do this, but a tiny little bit of a price. The Pasuk says in Parsha Shmoyz, Chalanoshim asher nasa liban oisana b'chachma tovu esa izim. So it says tovu esa izim. Sounds like they spun the izim itself. That teaches us, shot of b'izim, they washed the hair on the izim, a tov of b'izim, and they spun it on the izim, a special chokhmah yisera. Alma, tviya gabehem shema tviya, see it's called tviya. And for the Gemara, no, chokhmah yisera shani. Don't bring a riot, there was chokhmah, special chokhmah, but it's not normal. Like Tosfos speaks out, the Rebbe chokhmah, said, if someone does this, batla daita, it's not a normal thing, it's only chokhmah yisera. Frank Dachreinim, what do you mean? In the Mishkan they did that. The Maisa did it in the Mishkan, so why is it not a malacha? So they answer that, of course, a mumcha who does it is chayiv on Shabbos. A regular person who does it, for him, it's not normal, and it's batal daitai, and it's called a kla'acha yad. But if I had in the Mishkan, now why in the Mishkan do they do it like that? So there's two pshatim. The Sefarno says because it comes out much cleaner and whiter that way when it's spun on, has certain shine and gleam when it's spun on the izim. The Meshachos, the Maridik Abshah, it says that since they didn't want it to become a kabal tumma from a isha, something like Isha's Tameh, and Kabbal Tumah, therefore we know that a Baal Chai is not Makabbal Tumah. Therefore, he spun it on the Baal Chai, therefore, it was not Makabbal Tumah. So, the Gemara invited. Torah Rabbanon, more halakas of geizes, of shearing. Torah Rabbanon, Hatoylish is a konov, someone who takes off a feather off the wing of the oif while it's alive, takes off a feather, Vakoitmoy, and he snips it, and he snips it a little bit, v'hamartoi, and then he pulls out the hair off the feather, certain hairs off the feather, chayiv shalosh chatoyis. He chayiv three chatoyis. And the Gemara explains, what's three chatoyis chayiv? Amar Shimon Lakish. Toilish chayiv shem goizes. That guy took the feather off the wing, that's goizes. And it's a machlokes rishonim if it has to be while it's alive or not. Even when it's dead, or dafka when the chicken's alive, is it called goizes? But we'll learn right now that means while it's live, that's Pasuk Pshat, that's Chayim Shem Goizes. Koitim Chayim Shem Chatech, we cut off the top of the feather, that's Mechatech, because since you're Makbet do it the right size, you want to make feathers for your pillow, so you need it for the right size. And Rash is another thing, is that you want the stalk to use to make hats, you want a certain size, so it's Mechatech. Memari, taking off the hairs and making it clean off the feather, Chayim Shem Machik, that's a Chiyav of Machik, by Behema Machik was, they took the skins, the leathers, and took off the hair. Here also, you're making it good, the feathers, that's Machik. That's a three, Esurim, that could be Chayiv from being toilish to cut off. And again, we said that Machik is showing them if it has to be alive, or even if the Rashi in the Rif says, Dafka, when it's alive, Lamaisa, a lot of Rashi hold that even if it's dead, there is an Isser of Geizes. And that's how Roy Vashonim hold. Zokta Gemara Vaita. It says the Mishnah, Kosher Umatir. That another two of Malachas are tying and untying. Zokta Gemara, Kshira Mishkan, Hechahava. Where do you have tying in the Mishkan? Omarava, Shkin Kosherim, Biasedos, Oyalim. They have these pegs, they used to hold down the areas. So you tied the areas to the pegs, and the pegs were in the ground. And that's how And that's how you held down the oyalim, so you tied it. You tied it to the peg. So you see kshira. Amule abaya. Ahu kosher aslahatahu. That's kosher amanas lahatah. That's that. So what are you talking about? That's kosher aslahatah. Why? Because they left at any time. They took down the Mishkan. So that's kosher amanas lahatah. It's not a kesha kayama. The Mishnah says later on that only time chayef for kosher is kesha kayama. It's not a kesha kayama. It's not the sky in favor. That's the Gemara's kasha. Now the Chacham Tzvi asks here also, the L'chayra, what do you mean? Something stayed here for a year. Teretz is, since they didn't know when, they were leaving. They could leave in one day, or leave in 3 days, or leave in 3 months. That's not called Shal Kayama. So where do you have Kosher Mata in the Mishkan? Can't say that's tying the Oyhalim, because that wasn't Shal Kayama. Elam Abayash can Arge Yeriyash can Ifsklam Nima. So when they're making them, when they're sewing, they're weaving these ureas, curtains or covers. Sometimes, if one of the threads got ripped, and it's the middle of the whole piece of fabric, they had to tie it. The kosher said they tied it, and that's where we had tying in the Mishkan. Omale, Rava, Tiratzda, kosher. Okay, now is that where you had tying? Matir, Ma'akamema. Where did you have untying? Lichi, Tamer, the Misramale, Trei, Kitradadadi. Maybe. What will happen sometimes is if the two threads ripped right side by side, and both of them got a knot, so you don't have a knot side by side, it doesn't look good in the fabric. So what you do is shari chad cut the chad. So one of them you untie and leave it untied. One thread you'll last, being not tied. The other one you'll tie. So has to be melech vasav adam ain't as a cane. By melech vasav adam, you would never do it. You would never leave a hole there by not tying it. If you're melech vasav adam, isn't it cane? You leave a hole. You're gonna have a hole in there, so that can't be pshat that kosher matter is talking about this because that the matter a knot to leave it open. Elam Rabbi Tamer Rabbi Loi Shekain. And what was let's just speak out. Rashi speaks out. What would you do Lefi Rava if you have two things next to each other? So if you can't leave it untied, what do you do? What you do is you snip it and you put a new thread in and you tie the two ends. So therefore, the knots are on two different ends. And so on the side is the other knot, the side thread, the knots in the middle. So the two knots won't be side by side. There'll be two knots up and down, and then one knot in the middle. So it won't be side by side. That's what you did. Well, Maisa, there's no matir. There's no din of matir at all. That you just cut off the two threads. You never do matir. So where's the matir? So you have to kosher matir and the same thing, I guess we're learning. They have to be captured a chalazon to make tcheles. So they used to use nets. And these nets had to be tied and untied because a lot of times they need bigger ones, smaller ones, and they add onto the net and they have to untie it, they add more to the net. Therefore, the nets are made, these nets they usually be capturing are made a lot of times with kosher amata, and that's where you had it in the Mishkan. One more Gemara, by Toifesh Day Tefiros. Great to Gemara, if you just sew two stitches, it will not stay. But like Kaima, one stay. I'm Rabbi Chanan Vechanan, Vahu Shekashron. Itaka. But you had to tie it also. You had to tie it, and this way it keeps the two tefiros from being misguided. And that's the two tefiros misguided. So break the kasha. So I can't. You need to tie it. I can ask me a question that chayish b'chayv a kosher also. You have to b'chayv a kosher also. So the teretz is that could be we're talking about a type of kasher that wasn't misguided, or maybe they used a bow where it wasn't chayv b'shem kosher. Or the pshat is that since you're only tying it in order to mekayim the tefira, it's not called kosher. But upon him, the way the two stitches staying are that you did some kind of knot to hold on to the stitches, and therefore you chayev because of shnei tefiras.